Welcome to the beginning of an exciting week of Everyday English. A few weeks ago, we had the opportunity of looking at a few foreign words in English. All languages borrow words from others all the time. This is not an exciting phenomenon. What we found interesting about those words was that they had not been fully integrated into the structure of English.
By that you mean?
I believe by that he means their pronunciations sounded foreign and did not follow the normal English pattern of pronunciation.
Yes, that's what I was getting at, in fact.
And often, their spelling also gave them away as foreign. I remember expressions like avant-garde and avant-gardism.
Yes, also deluxe, debut.
And debutant.
Good. You've set the stage for our discussion. We're going to look at a couple of similar phrases. The first on our list is esprit de corps. Esprit de corps. This is a French expression. It has found its way into English speech and writing. And first, its spelling.
E-S-P-R-I-T, esprit.
That's one word.
D-E-D.
Another word. And the final component is?
C-O-R-P-S, core.
Three separate words forming a phrase. Esprit de corps. Esprit de corps. Note, esprit, not esprit. That would sound too English. Esprit de corps. Esprit de corps is a noun. The phrase refers to
the loyalty, the devotion that characterizes a group and binds them together.
The kind of loyalty and devotion that unite the members of the group
and makes them feel proud that they belong to the group.
Esprit de corps.
This strong feeling of mutual loyalty, which gives them a sense of pride that they belong to a group, is also a source of strength which enables them to support and care for each other freely.
Now that you've been able to convince me that you understand esprit de corps, let's have a couple of sentences illustrating its use.
You have read about the Seeker Club 777.
Who hasn't? You're referring to Silent Club of Moral Seekers who became the target of the military government's attack in the first half of the 30s.
Yes. Some of them were arrested. Some left the country.
But you know, they were able to regroup and planned to overthrow the regime.
That was to be expected. They had had a long tradition of esprit de corps, which was impossible to break.
It was as if they had sworn never to break up, although their spirit had several times been broken.
The members of the club had enjoyed a long tradition of esprit de corps, which was impossible to break. That was some esprit de corps. Here's another example of its use, the use of esprit de corps.
We always try to keep the morale of the youths among us high, especially when they feel dejected.
Feel dejected?
Yes, especially when they are out of job and feel low and dispirited. Our president, for example, has written to the more senior amongst us, for the sake of esprit de corps, we should contribute 2% of our May salary to help Kofi Mensah out of his difficulty.
What difficulty?
He has had his house burnt down.
A case of arson?
That's our initial suspicion.
I hope your members rise to the occasion.
I have no doubt they will, if only we here maintain our esprit de corps unflinchingly.
Two examples of the use of the expression esprit de corps. The next and final phrase on our list is bona fide, bona fide. The expression contains two words, bona, spelt
B-O-N-A,
bona, and fide, spelt
F-I-D-E,
fide. This is a Latin expression that has crept into English. It literally means by good faith, faithful, or faithfully, and it comes to mean genuine,
without fraud, reliable, sincere, and having good intentions.
If someone says,
"This is a bona fide certificate I am holding,"
he means the piece of document in his hands is a genuine certificate, not forged. Thus we talk of
a bona fide driver's license.
I had to assure him that the document I showed him was a bona fide agreement signed between our company and his corporation.
Bona fide. Note the pronunciation. Bona fide. Not bona fide. Neither is it bona fide.
I believe we also talk of one's bona fide property.
Yes, we do. And this means it is my property, and have genuine papers to prove this. Finally, we draw attention to the expression bona fides, spelt
B-O-N-A-F-I-D-E-S.
Bona fides. Note that the pronunciation of the second word, supposed to be the plural of fide, is fides, or bona fides, not bona fides. Bona fides is used to refer to evidence that someone is really what he claims to be. As in this sentence,
Mr. Yom claims he is a qualified surveyor.
Do you doubt that?
All we are asking for is his bona fides, evidence that he is.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. That's all we have time for. Cheers, and have a good day.